Now, though, we're heading to North Canterbury with Cosmo. He's at one of Black Estate's organic vineyards at Ormehie with Will Bowman.
So we're at the Netherwood Vineyard, one of the three sort of sites that we have, and it's a relatively quiet day because there's been no harvesting today, but there's a red ferment, so from the Damsteep Vineyard, which is sort of 5 km north of us here, that we will be pressing, we'll be basket pressing today. Mm. Yeah.
The view from the winery across this small block of vines is quite spectacular. How would you describe it, Will?
It's a really good representation of North Canterbury, I think. You've got the rolling soft hills, soft geology in the background on a clear day, which you can't quite see today. You have the mountains behind them, and you can see sort of little limestone outcrops around the place too, which is quite a uniquely North Canterbury thing.
Tell me about this particular block.
Yeah, so Netherwood was planted in 1986, so has some good age to it. It's Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. It's all unirrigated, so dry farmed, which is a relatively challenging thing to do in North Canterbury because of the sort of quite low rainfall we have. But if you can do that, you can certainly achieve quite amazing flavours in the grapes and the subsequent wines. It's also own-rooted Pinot Noir, which is scarce these days because of a thing called phylloxera, a little louse that attacks the Vitis vinifera roots. So, most grapes are on American rootstock. But every year it produces really unique flavours, quite concentrated fruit, and, so it's a special site.
How do you deal with insects and diseases organically?
I guess what we're trying to do is sort of cultivate as much life as possible in what is sort of inevitably a monoculture, so producing grapes, but we're not spraying any pesticides or herbicides, insecticides, so kind of wanting to use nature's own energy and systems to aid in the sort of protection or sort of boosting the life of the system as it should be,
The vines on the hills in front of us are still under nets. When will they be harvested?
So we're going to harvest here this week. So it's been quite an early season this year. For example, some of this vineyard was still being harvested in early April last year. So, we're going to take these nets off and get the grapes into the winery.
Do you hand pick?
Yes, we do. Yeah. And so whites, for the most part, will be pressed in this big bag press. Some portions of that will get a little foot stomp just to extract a little bit more flavour and texture before being pressed. And the red grapes, again, really simple. We'll just bring them in and a portion will get destemmed depending on the condition of the grapes. Some will stay whole bunch and they'll go into stainless or wooden fermenters and ferment for anywhere between 2 and 4 weeks, and then we'll basket press them. So we've got an old basket press that we use for the red grapes, and then they'll go to the barrel hall and hang out there until bottling.
Excellent. And Will, as well as working for the Black Estate Vineyard, you also have developed your own label that's called Vita Wines.
Yep, totally.
Tell me about that. How did that come about?
So last year, 2020, I was able to buy grapes for the first time, some from here actually, which I've been really lucky to do, from the Netherwood Vineyard. And I mean, I've spent a few years working for some amazing people, so it's been really lovely to now sort of take those experiences and channel them into my own wine. So I've bottled those wines now from 2020, and they're labelled and ready to go. So once harvest is over and the dust has settled, I'll quite excited to release those to the market.
And what sort of wine have you been making?
So I've made a Pinot Noir and a Riesling from 2020, and a pink wine, I'm calling it, for just lack of rosé, I guess. Yeah, a light red, we call it a light red. And I mean, last year was a pretty amazing vintage. We had a great season and really sort of concentrated, vibrant flavours. So I really just wanted to put that to bottle as like capture that energy that the season gave us and show that. So fresh, sort of vibrant, really drinkable, digestible wines. Yeah.
So where is that wine going to go to?
Good question. No, I've got a few sort of bars and restaurants on the radar that I've spoken to, and yeah, certainly locally in Christchurch and Auckland, and I'll do a trip to, you know, Wellington and Auckland and try and sell some more to sort of small, yeah, independent bars and restaurants.
That's the hard thing, isn't it? Getting your wine out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. Yeah, kind of, it's made and in bottle, you think the job is done, but not quite. Mm. Yeah.
What is it about wine that you love? I mean, I'm guessing it's your passion.
Yeah, it is. It's a great question. I think it all started off with the flavours of wine, not knowing anything about how they're made. And then I went and studied it and sort of learned a little bit about the science, and that's all well and good. But then, yeah, since working in vineyards and seeing different wines being made, I think there's just a certain magic to the whole transformation that is pretty alluring.
Will Bauman from Black Estates Netherwood.